Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Awaken Clairvoyant Energy by Cindy Dale. Narrated by Leslie Howard. Publisher's note: this audiobook contains bonus material. Please visit tantor.com and type Awaken Clairvoyant Energy into the search box. Follow the link to the book's page. Then, under the supplemental content section, please enter the access code ENERGY, and then click the unlock button to access the bonus material. The code should be entered in all lowercase letters. All figures, tables, and illustrations referenced in this audiobook can be found in the bonus material. Disclaimer: the information in this book is not intended to be used to diagnose or treat any medical or emotional condition. To address medical or therapeutic issues, please consult a licensed professional. The author and publisher are not responsible for any conditions that require a licensed professional, and we encourage you to consult a professional if you have any questions about the use or efficacy of the techniques or insights in this book. References in this book are given for informational purposes alone and do not constitute an endorsement. All case studies and descriptions of persons have been changed or altered so as to be unrecognizable. Any likeness to actual persons, living or dead, is strictly coincidental. Introduction. I've traveled around the world to teach classes about energy healing and intuition. What's the number one request made by students? They want to become more clairvoyant, a term that means clear seeing. Clairvoyance is one of many mystical gifts, and what an astounding gift it is. Through clairvoyance, we perceive visions. They might be colorful, wild, scary, or black and white, but these images are uniquely able to provide insight, spiritual revelation, advice, and glimpses into the past, present, and future. These visions can be seen on your inner mind screen or even with your eyes. Many people think that clairvoyance is relegated to seers, psychics, or gypsies, but it's actually innate to all of us. As I'll relay in this book, everything is made of energy. Becoming more clairvoyant is simply a matter of learning how to better manage the particular energy that creates the kaleidoscope of images, sights, and visions that you can use to steer your life. As with any activity, being clairvoyant takes practice and education. You'll get both in this book, which is the second in the Cindy Dale's Essential Energy Library series. How clairvoyant are you right now? Maybe your ability is comparable to a tight flower bud. It's there, but has yet to fully bloom. Perhaps your clairvoyance gift has already blossomed into a mature rose. Whatever the case, there is room to grow. In other words, this book has something for everyone, no matter your current level of development in the clairvoyant field. If you are already comfortable with energetic matters, you'll feel right at home. My energy-based explanation of clairvoyance, as well as the included practices, can easily and quickly become extensions of your established expertise. If you are a beginner, learning the concepts and techniques might sometimes seem comparable to acquiring a new language. I encourage you to stay with it. Your growth potential is enormous, as are the benefits available to you on this path. What if you are an experienced practitioner? What's exciting is that I share one-of-a-kind processes that can be compared to panning for gold nuggets in a stream. You'll glean fresh perspectives and practical tips with information that is unique to my practice. For everyone, spending real time activating and honing your clairvoyance will gain you more precise images, deeper understandings, and spot-on interpretations. Even better, you'll expand your clairvoyance repertoire, becoming adept at clairvoyant styles you might not even know exist. Yes, there are 6 different clairvoyant styles or applications, and each accomplishes different goals. Some people are naturally talented in one style, some in several. For many individuals, accessing these various gifts is simply a matter of learning about and using them. In fact, a clairvoyant vision can appear through any of the means listed later in this section. As extensive as this list is, it doesn't even begin to relay everything that clairvoyance can accomplish. For instance, this gift of psychic visualization can connect you with a deceased or a child yet to be born. It can serve as a spaceship to travel in between lifetimes. It can be applied to healing and manifesting, decision-making and problem-solving, and even something as mundane as figuring out what to feed your dog. It can assist you with separating your energies from others and help you attract more love into your life. As well, this versatile gift can provide images and insights that are literal or symbolic, related to the past, present, or future, or belong to you or someone else. Your clairvoyance not only enables you to see into and through all things physical, psychological, and spiritual, but to perceive the truth of yourself. Ways clairvoyant visions can appear: a vivid nighttime dream or daydream, a spiritual revelation shown in shades of black, white, and gray against a clear background, or an etching depicting a person, object, or sight. Feelings and other sensations that can be turned into psychic images. Colorful pictures or movies that spring onto your inner mind screen. Imaginative images such as emojis and cartoons. Signs and omens that appear in the environment. Words that write themselves on your inner mind screen. A vision of something that has occurred or might happen. Orbs or spherical balls of energy catching the eye. Ghostly visitors seen with the eyes. Meaningful images intuitively drawn on paper. Landscapes and characters viewed while traveling outside of the body. I'm thrilled that you're listening to this book, for it's ultimately a journey that can better every area of your life. I know. I've been enjoying this odyssey my entire life, and I love it. I employ my clairvoyance in everything I do, professionally and personally. Professionally, I'm an intuitive practitioner and energy healer. As such, I have used my clairvoyant gift in every one of the 65,000 sessions I've conducted. Typically, every client session kicks off with a vision, which I usually perceive on my inner mind screen. Frequently, I perceive an array of colors, which describe a client's personality and gifts, and then the psychic pictures start rolling in. I might envision a client's past life or peer into a possible future. I might envision the factors underlying an illness, get a warning about an addictive tendency, or figure out what is fun to them. I never know what I'm going to visualize, but it's always interesting. Other times, my clairvoyance operates through my eyesight. I've perceived angelic forms behind clients and also looming shadows. I've seen clients' colorful auras and shining chakras. No matter what appears, I've learned to trust my clairvoyance and use the techniques showcased in this book to provide helpful interpretations. My clairvoyance enhances my personal life, not only my work, as I frequently receive visions in my everyday life. One time, an image of my dog Honey popped onto my mind screen while I was running errands on an early Saturday morning. In the psychic vision, Honey was pawing at my son's door. As soon as I saw the picture, I knew that Honey was tattling. My son had overslept his alarm. I hurried home and found out that was the case. It was a good thing that Honey had reached out, as my son had to take his ACT test. As this example shows, our clairvoyance can be a vital informant for our routine lives. After all, we are on this planet in order to fully experience the extraordinary in the ordinary, and vice versa. How can you best awaken and develop your own clairvoyant gifts? Step into my parlor, or the classroom that is this book, and find out. In Chapter 1, you'll learn the basics about clairvoyance. I'll first take you on a historical tour, revealing how clairvoyance has been used across time. Then I'll give you several examples of the 6 major types of clairvoyance. This sampling will suggest ways that you can apply clairvoyance in your own life. Next, you'll be shown how clairvoyance actually works. Clairvoyance is an energetic endeavor. There are 2 major types of energy: subtle, psychic, and physical, sensory. And you'll learn more about them in this section. Both types of energy contribute to clairvoyance, which employs your physical body, but also 2 different subtle structures called the chakra system and the auric field. One particular subtle center, the 6th chakra, also called Agnya in Hindu and the 3rd eye in colloquial language, has been linked to clairvoyance for thousands of years. As you'll discover, however, every chakra and auric field can be engaged to enhance your clairvoyant abilities. This fact will greatly magnify your clairvoyant powers. In Chapter 2, I'll reveal several tools of the trade. You'll immediately put these techniques to work to activate and employ your clairvoyant energy. Thus prepared, you're ready to fully engage the 6 forms of clairvoyance, and chapters 3-8 are about doing exactly that. Within each chapter, I present specific concepts and techniques for evolving one of the 6 clairvoyant aptitudes. You will learn how to cultivate a colorful vision, open to spiritual revelation, transform empathic sensations into pictures, access words and sounds through visual means, read and manage the future, and perform healing and manifesting. Along the way, I'll be helping you develop a set of questions you can use to cultivate, assess, and benefit from your clairvoyant visuals. In fact, the final list, shared in Appendix A, will be comprised of the questions given at the end of chapters 2-8. By the time you are finished with this book, you will have learned about and implemented a broad range of clairvoyant styles and know how to work with each. Ready to dive into the pool of spirit knowledge that is yours? Then let's begin. Chapter 1. What is clairvoyance? When eye specialists test our eyesight, they use specific tools and assess against measurable standards. It's harder to be this precise with clairvoyance, as it is essentially a mystical or supernatural ability. But this complication makes our attempt all the more important. How can you develop an ability unless you can define it? How can you become better at something unless you can perceive it in all its many forms? The purpose of this chapter is to make sure that you are clear about what clairvoyance is, how it appears, and what makes it work. Toward this end, I will begin this chapter by first whetting your appetite. The word clairvoyance means clear sight, but this phrase doesn't completely encompass the gift. Right away, I invite you to perceive clairvoyance within a more colorful context. Next, we'll gaze at clairvoyance through the crystal ball of antiquity. Why do I want you to jump into yesteryear with me? All subjects are easiest to understand within a historical context, and clairvoyance is no exception. I think you'll be fascinated by this brief review of clairvoyance against the backdrop of time, and find the few great clairvoyant sages you'll meet equally interesting. One of the great secrets about clairvoyance is that there are many types or styles, which is the next exciting topic in this chapter. As you listen through the overviews of the 6 main types of clairvoyance, I encourage you to reflect on which of the many styles you already have experienced and which ones you want to add to your wish list. Finally, we'll look at clairvoyance through another lens, that of science. This sharp right will take us into the world of energy, for clairvoyance is mainly a function of subtle or psychic energy, although it also interacts with physical energy. After explaining what I mean, I'll introduce you to the 2 main subtle structures through which clairvoyance operates to serve its ultimate goal, which is to illuminate the brilliance of life. After all, is it not through the everyday that we express the light that we are? Is it not through our clairvoyance that we see the everyday in such a way that we desire to shine within it? Starry night, clairvoyance makes the sight so bright. Have you ever seen the Vincent van Gogh painting Starry Night? In it, turbulent swirls of bold colors and expressive images illustrate the moon in a starlit night sky. Van Gogh might as well have said that this painting was a product of his clairvoyance. Van Gogh lived in the same physical reality as did his peers, but he saw and illustrated it differently. His interpretation has helped us all envision the sky, stars, and ourselves in a new way. This is one of the main reasons that people long to awaken or further develop their clairvoyance. Universally, we all want to part the curtain of normalcy and discover what really lies on the other side. We want to change reality by viewing it differently. We yearn to grab a hold of a problem, crack its shell, and uncover the pearl inside. Because of clairvoyance, we can also understand confounding issues, ask a question and receive pictorial responses, and imagine a healing into existence. We can open to divine revelation, bond with spiritual guidance, comprehend our nightly dreams, manifest a desire, and understand events that are from the past, in the present, and related to the future. Clairvoyance can accomplish these and many other goals because it is a psychic sense. Other words for psychic are subtle and spiritual. All these terms connote a visual sensitivity to energy that can be perceived by our inner eye as well as through our normal eyes. When a clairvoyant image or set of images is noticed on the inner mind screen, it might look like something we would spy with our external eyes. Maybe a picture pops in of a child eating dinner or our mother cooking in the kitchen. Then again, an internal clairvoyant vision can also appear as a shape, color, movie, blur, symbol, black and white figure, or something even more difficult to describe. The same is true when we're visualizing a psychic message with our normal eyes. We might perceive a ghostly form next to a friend, or maybe a corona of colors around his head. It's even more likely that we will perceive the supernatural through the natural. For instance, I have a friend who knows that every time she spies a bluebird, she's supposed to eat. She has low blood sugar, and bluebirds prompt her to take care of herself. Fundamentally, it's not the way a vision appears that makes it psychic or subtle or spiritual. Rather, it's the meaning conveyed by the vision. If the supernatural is pictorially involved, either through the delivery or interpretation of the image, it's clairvoyance, one of the most important and validated mystical gifts of all time, and across time, as will become clear in the next section. A nutshell history of clairvoyance. The history of clairvoyance is rich and complex, as evidenced by the variety of names associated with the gift. My personal favorite is a term I heard at a bed and breakfast on the Isle of Man in Scotland, where I was staying on Midsummer's Eve several years ago. Legend states that spirits walk the standing stone circles in that area on Midsummer's Eve. When I asked our hostess if she had ever seen these fairies, she replied, "Why, all the time." I asked how, and she looked at me nonchalantly. "Obviously, I use the sight," she replied. "Everyone on the isle has it." Perhaps everyone everywhere has the sight? There are dozens of names for the clairvoyant ability. A sampling from across time and around the world includes the following terms: the second sight, the divine eye, the inner eye, the eye of God, the psychic eye, the eye of Horus, Ra, or Wajit, the spiritual eye, the mind's eye, and the eye of the soul. In addition, clairvoyance has been associated with labels associated with predicting the future, including precognition, which involves sensing the future, foretelling, which involves speaking the future into existence, Forewarning, the process for perceiving upcoming difficulties. Foreseeing, the seeing of the possible future. Foreknowing, the empathic sensing of the future. And futuring, the term I'll most frequently use. Futuring encompasses all forms of sensing, knowing, speaking about, or seeing the possible future. Other futuring terms that describe visioning during space-time travel include remote viewing, remote influence, astral travel, and remote journeying. All of these labels depict the ability to travel psychically or energetically to other places and spaces. Yet other language related to clairvoyance includes retrocognition, the ability to envision the past, divination, or the obtaining of psychic information, aura reading, involving the visual assessment of the energy field, chakra reading, the analysis of the body's energy centers, and scrying, the use of an item, such as a mirror, to view the future. These ideas will be further discussed within this book. What are the labels used for individuals gifted with clairvoyance? The most well-known names include seers, oracles, diviners, visionaries, sibyls, prophets, soothsayers, and augurs. Certain clairvoyant trades are also well known, such as palm or hand, tea leaf, or tarot card reading. In fact, some cultures employ parrots to determine the future. A parrot selects an inscribed piece of paper from a collection of papers, and presto, you have an answer. Worldwide, clairvoyance is associated with a subtle energy center called a chakra. Chakras will be described later in this chapter. For the purpose of understanding the contextual knowledge of clairvoyance, however, it's important to know that clairvoyance is most commonly linked to a specific subtle energy center. Located in the brow, this sixth chakra is called the Agnya chakra in Hindu. Because it's an invisible and extrasensory eye, located between the two visible and sensory eyes, it's also called the third eye in dozens of cultures. Many Hindu deities are decorated with a bit of red powder in this central forehead spot. Called a tilaka, this red dot is also pasted on worshippers during ceremonies. A similar custom exists in South Asia, where the third eye is decorated during rituals. This third eye area is also shown as a circle, gem, eye, or jewel in Buddhist, Tibetan, Jain, Taoist, and Japanese cultures. In ancient Egypt, the clairvoyant power was synonymous with the Eye of Wajet. Wajet, W-A-D-J-E-T, whose name is also depicted as W-A-D-J-Y-T, W-A-D-J-I-T, Uto, and Buto, was a goddess. The same clairvoyant eye, a symbol of protection, royalty, and good health, depicted in Figure 1 in the bonus PDF, was also linked with Ra and Hathor, other Egyptian deities. According to one legend, Wajet was considered the daughter of the god Ra. Ra asked her to be his eye and find two beings lost in the seas. He was so thrilled when she successfully returned that he created the first humans from his tears. He then placed Wajet on his head in the form of a cobra so that she could always protect him. As his third eye, she is considered clairvoyant and all-seeing. As implied, clairvoyance has been revered around the world. In ancient Greece, rich and poor alike consulted oracles, female clairvoyants who received visions offering advice from the gods. In fact, the oldest traditions in Tibet also employed oracles who spoke for the deities. These kutans, or mediums, when possessed by a deity, would channel prophecies. Over time, newcomers moved into Tibet from other countries, but the indigenous belief in psychic practices remained. Even now, the Tibetans use divination and astrology in their everyday lives. Politically, many ancient leaders employed clairvoyance to make important decisions. As a case in point, a movement called Lamaism emerged in China at the close of the 11th century. Lamaism employed lamas, or Tibetan holy men, to administer Buddhist practices. Called pastors of the soul, lamas were led by a grand lama, as in the Dalai Lama. In ancient times, the Chinese emperor consulted the Grand Lama in all ecclesiastical matters, calling upon the Dalai Lama's special eye to gain insight and advice. Even now, the current Dalai Lama is revered for his clairvoyant eyes. Our ancestors' leaders, the smart ones, usually followed the sage advice of a clairvoyant, but not always. Perhaps you've heard of Cassandra, the ancient Greek clairvoyant who could foresee the future. Alas, she was doomed to be disbelieved. When she warned the Trojans that the Greeks would destroy them, they failed to heed her advisement, and her prediction came true. In came the Trojan horse, and that was the end of Troy. Yet another famous Greek clairvoyant from mythology was Tiresias, a blind seer. Well respected, he was unique in many ways. Legends state that he was born as a man, but also spent 7 years as a woman. Stories differ about how and why this transformation occurred, but many suggest that this conversion process left him physically blind, yet gifted with the ability to see into the future. Like other oracles, he often received visions directly from the gods. At other times, he saw visions through other vehicles, such as in the smoke of burning offerings. Religion is replete with clairvoyance, not excluding the Abrahamic religions. One noteworthy Judaic clairvoyant is the prophet Ezekiel. In the scripture devoted to his story, we read that Ezekiel was taken to the heavens to communicate with God. After his visit, he delivered several prophecies that came true, including the fall of the great city of Tyre and the destruction of the Temple of Jerusalem. Joseph is yet another well-known biblical seer, known as the prophet who wore the coat of many colors, a gift from his mother. Joseph was abandoned by his brothers and taken to Egypt as a slave. When locked in an Egyptian prison, Joseph was granted futuristic dreams from God. When these came true, the Pharaoh rewarded Joseph with his freedom and plenty of power and money. There are countless other examples of clairvoyance in the Abrahamic religions. For example, during the 1400s, Joan of Arc was struck by visions so pronounced that she led a revolution based on them. The prophet Muhammad, the founder of Islam, was famous for his interpretations of dreams. And Mormonism, a form of Christianity, began with one of the more unusual stories of clairvoyance. In the 1800s, Joseph Smith was directed by the angel Moroni to a hill near his home. There he found a buried box that contained golden scrolls. Over time, Smith translated the scrolls using a seer stone that he placed in his hat. Other famous clairvoyants include French seer Michel de Nostredame, or Nostradamus, who in 1550 started publishing visions about the future. Many of his predictions have seemingly come true, such as the occurrence of World War II and the rise of ISIS. Edgar Cayce, who was born in the 1800s, worked as a healer. But his visions also addressed topics ranging from the stories of Christ's various incarnations to the existence of Atlantis. Baba Vanga is yet another famous clairvoyant. A Bulgarian woman born in 1911, she was often visited by invisible creatures who told her about the future. Her visions, which began when she lost her eyesight, have been known to be accurate. During my studies and travels, I've yet to come across a culture that doesn't somehow embrace the existence of clairvoyance. In Peru, I participated in healing ceremonies in which the only goal was to receive psychic visions. In Lakota rituals, I followed the lead of a medicine man who would encourage participants to receive visions from the ancestors. I partook of similar processes in several Central and South American villages, as well as in Russia. Deep in the Sahara, I visited an old Jewish library surrounded by sand. The guide there explained that the rabbi who last tended to the library had used many of the same predictive techniques as employed by earlier Jewish holy men, including the employment of special dice designed to determine God's word. And even in shopping malls in America, I have come across clairvoyants offering tarot card or psychic readings. Universally, humans believe in and engage with their own and others' clairvoyance. All over the world, cultures cultivate visions, and not only because they always have. They do so because there are sights to see and feel, know, and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?